The freshman House members say they had to spend $30,000 to $45,000 to win their primary and general election races. That's more than 75% of what they'll earn as state lawmakers. Representative Matt Lopresti represents Eva Beach on Oahu.
It's a sad commentary on our democracy that you don't have access to public office unless you're capable of raising tens of thousands of dollars, even at the lowest level of government.
Lopresti is a university professor. He introduced 25 bills and co-signed 100 more and says he will focus on traffic congestion and the cost of living.
I want to make sure that Hawaii is a land where families have a real shot at a middle-class lifestyle and affording a home and expect that your children can live here. And it seems more and more that that becomes just a dream that's out of reach, and I find that unacceptable.
Lopresti is married with two young children. Jared Keohokalole represents Kaneohe, Ahuimanu, and Kahalu'u in Windward, Oahu. Keohokalole will focus on Native Hawaiian fish ponds and environmental protection and will look for a non-legislative solution for illegal transient vacation units.
That's mostly a city issue, so we're trying to do what we can on our end to address that problem just in my community. One of the things I learned here is that sometimes the best way to solve a problem is not to write a bill. It's just learning about the issue and figuring out how we can utilize this office and this space to convene people and, you know, try and find the best solutions to different problems.
Keohokalole graduated from the UH Richardson School of Law last year and is married with two young children. Representative Sam Satoru Kong is a businessman from Aiea who ran for office twice before as a Republican. Kong was approached by the Democratic Party to run.
I made the decision not to collect any donations or seek any endorsements. And just so happens, as it turned out, physically, I wasn't even able to campaign. The first time I signed wave, I was out for 3-4 weeks.
But Kong won the primary with 85 votes and by a landslide in the general election. Kong says many Democrats accept his political ideologies.
The first bill I actually introduced was term limits. So 12 years, consecutive years as a legislator, then you'd have to move on. So if you're a representative for 12 years, that's it. But that was my term limit bill.
But that measure was not heard by a House committee and is dead this session. Representative Joy San Buenaventura is from Puna on the Big Island and has been a practicing attorney for 30 years. In the aftermath of Hurricane Isel in August last year and the Kilauea lava flow that is currently stalled outside Pahoa Town, San Buenaventura says she wants to help her district.
In fact, on a per capita income, we are one of the poorest in the state.
San Buenaventura has introduced a number of Puna relief bills, which are advancing through the legislature, but are being changed to have broader applicability.
Right now, in the Senate side, they're trying to consolidate my multiple Puna relief bills into one cohesive one that will help all who is faced with a major disaster. It's going to help Puna initially, but it'll also help the rest of the state.
In my next report, a look at the two new Republican House members and what the freshmen say they have learned so far. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.